This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
You're listening to Power Up on Power 98.7.
At 20 minutes to 5, a Power Up on Power 98.7. Now, we are talking, as you know, on Wednesday. We get a little bit naughty, and joining us on the line is relationship coach and author Leroy Tau and our very good friend Amos Lynn Lehucho of Lynn Intimate. Now, I'm sure a whole lot of us have had or watched that movie, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, and Unlucky in Love, stockbroker Stella, played by Angela Bassett, goes to Jamaica with her friend, Delilah. They go there to get some fun, long story short, meet a young man, and one thing leads to another despite age. The question is, does a relationship in that way stand that chance? For instance, if you've been single for a while, if you're a singleton for a while, and you might even forget, it's been just too long. You don't even know what people do when they go on dates and those kind of things. I spoke the other day about for me starting a new relationship, it's about getting acquainted to lepona lelintswa. You know, like just nje gore I have to deal with a new naked body in my life. It just bothers me, you know. So that's one of my big fears of starting a new relationship. But, this part, I'm sure it was written by Zanele. The truth is being single is pretty awesome. I don't know about that part, but that's why I'm saying that I'm sure this blurb definitely was written by Zanele. So today we're asking the questions, really. If you've been out of the sexual arena for a while, for whatever reason, be it divorce, you're a widow, or you just have not found the right team to play for, a la Man United, but you're ready to start playing again, do we do it like Stella and go to Jamaica to get your groove on? How do you get your sexual groove on after being off it for a while? How do you get back into the garden as a spinach farmer to make sure that you're farming some very good spinach? Good morning, Leroy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, and how are you, Leroy?
I couldn't hold myself.
No, but honestly, for me, that's like the biggest fear. I have to deal with a new naked person in my... Do you know how long it takes to get used to a naked person, a naked body? Exactly. But good morning, Leroy.
Morning, my guy. I don't see. From Afro Man to Lepunale.
While you're getting your composure, let me welcome Amos Lynn. Amo, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great stuff. Let me start with you, Amo, and maybe I'm sure from a woman's perspective to a man's perspective, it might differ to a certain extent, but. You know, are there the do's and don'ts if you've been out of action for a while sexually? You know, if you've not been intimate for a while, you know, and you suddenly getting your groove back. I mean, are there the do's and don'ts in that respect? You know, and I know with women, it's like, I'm not going to give it up that easy, Shem. He must work for it.
Well, if you've been out of the game for a while, which I don't see why people should be out of the game when they can take the matters into their hands or they can use toys. As you know, I'm a huge advocate of toys, of self-love.
That is so much like you, Amo.
It is, because I don't know how people should be out of the game. You can always do it anyway.
Let me butt in there. I get you about the toys and stuff, but That's not a replacement for Lepunalani.
No, it's really not. So when you go back into the game again, you must just make sure that you're ready. You know, if you want to start dating again, you just have to make sure you're ready. You have really healed from your past relationship. Because the mistake that we do as ladies, when you go into a new relationship, we go with that mentality that men are the same. You know, whatever that happened in the past relationship, you're taking it into the new relationship. And that's where the problem is. Because you start treating the new person like the previous person.
But what if Kwenau Sinting? How? Why are we assuming that the relationship ended because of a man?
Kwenau Kanawa Sinya, but I'm sure you're going to see me saying.
Okay, topic for another day, Leroy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, just on that issue of bouncing back, there is this perception that actually men don't have a problem with it. Men, you know, it's very easy for us, as Amoy saying, to take matters into our own hands, literally and figuratively. But also for us, it's very easy to jump from one bed to the other, to jump from one lepuna to the other.
Well, I think we treat men treat breakups differently from women, and I know that we are I mean, immediately when somebody dumps me, we don't know how to deal with the being alone physically. So as soon as I can get somebody else, so we do well in the moving on.
There's always a backup somewhere.
There's always a backup somewhere, and. But that does not say that we successfully move on. But the reality here is that we find it a little bit better to find ourselves in a sexual situation or a relationship situation when the relationship has gone wrong. I mean, we've seen this a million times. Munna doesn't stay that long as opposed to the woman. So we as much as we are career driven and business driven and hustle driven, there's always an element in us that wants to share this drive with somebody next to us. So women have this tendency of getting on the career horse and forget how it feels like on being on the other horse. And then now they have devoted their life, 10 years of their lives, to careers. And now they feel they are 30-something years. They are in their late 30s or their early 40s. And now they like, how am I going to get back? I've been out of the game for so long, and now they have become comfortable in being by themselves, doing things for themselves.
Self-ministry,
where you're taking care of yourself. But the reality of the matter is that the older women get, the higher their sexual peak picks up at the age of 30. So the self-love concept does not really satisfy. It doesn't matter how many orgasms you are able to give yourself as a woman. I'm telling you the honest truth, there will always be that need to have some breath on top of you when the self-love concept is
delayed. That's the truth.
But then another important thing, Amo, in this regard, is that if you have been out of the game, and let's say for both male and female, that you have not even been doing it, you've not been loving yourself, you've just not been getting any. I mean, does it knock your confidence in that? Are you even sure where to start, what to do, how to touch the next person? Does it and even insecurities about your body and what you know and even I mean, can you forget? Maybe to put it simply, is it possible for somebody to forget how to do it?
No, you can't forget, but obviously your confidence, it knocks your confidence out because you don't know, like, how to please this guy anymore, what to do, you know, when you get into that situation. You don't even know, do I take all my clothes off? Do I wait for him to take it off? How will he feel about my body? Because that time you're like over, in your late 30s and in your early 40s, because you don't really know that you're still that sexy, which where the problem is for most women. So we're not really that confident. That's why it takes forever for a woman to trust a man or to be comfortable with a man. You know, you won't necessarily forget. It's like driving. If you don't drive for 5 years, it doesn't mean that you forget how to drive if you've done it before. You know, you won't forget how to do it. Obviously, you won't forget. You know,
There's a few options.
But we need to communicate this first. You don't just wake up. So for us women, it's a bit tricky. It's very difficult, you know. It even takes forever to try to feel comfortable with your current person. You know what I mean? So, if you haven't had it in like 10 years, it's going to be a struggle. It can like take you a lot of months to be comfortable in your own skin with that person. Mm. But you can still enjoy sex at that time. I'm not saying that you won't come. It depends on the driver. So if the driver is good, obviously you'll reach that, you know, planet. Mm. That we always want,
And I guess, Leroy, it goes back to what normally when we have this sort of conversations about intimacy and so on and so forth, it goes back down to communication. If you are going to meet a new person, if you want to get your groove on, and especially because the perception is that when you are getting your groove on, you would be at a more mature age. So it should really be about conversation. You know, if you are a 50-year-old and you're meeting another 50-year-old, it will be easy to have a conversation and say, okay, mutomdim, na kinali 3 years, kisai born in tree. And so how do we go about it?
And this person will correct the mistake.
Yeah. Leroy?
Okay. No, I'm just saying, I mean, if you're going to be 40, in your late 40s or early 40s, and you have not been in the game for 10 years or 5 years, as I'm saying, I don't know why would somebody do that to themselves. For me, if you are 45 and you have not had sex in like 10 years, I wouldn't say that find somebody within the same age bracket, because they ain't going to rock your boat back into the game. You need something younger than you that has a little more energy, because remember, as we age, as men as well, because our sexual peak drops. By the time we hit 30, we are no longer as driven in the bedroom as we used to be when we were 18, 19. I don't know when y'all started having sex, but anyway, that's a conversation for another day. But the reality here is that, I mean, it's for a 40-year-old that has been in a marriage for 3 years that was sexless, and now you have overcome the divorce period of your life and you are ready to get back into the dating pool, I would say for experimental purposes, find something younger than you. You will determine what young is for you. Because, I mean, if you're going to get back on the horse, find a younger horse that's going to bring back the adrenaline and the excitement back in you. Because most women have never had a good sexual, the majority of women have never had a good sexual experience. So you have been married and you have been having a series of bad sex, and now you want to get back into the dating game, and now you start thinking, or no, all the men and this are the same. No.
And that Leroy has always been that thing that and it's particularly for women, you know, that if you find somebody younger, you know, just to get the spark plugs moving, just to put some electricity, you know, like recharge the batteries.
What jump start do you agree?
0861-987-000, that is the number to call in conversation with Amoslin Luhucho and Leroy Dau. We are talking about getting your groove back. And I mean, you know, it's interesting. And Leroy, we're talking about the surprises that, you know, it might be a situation where how is it possible that a person can go that long without having sex, you know? But the reality is, and you mentioned marriages, Leroy, that a lot of people within relationships believe that those kind of things happen, or at least go through that, where they are in a sexless marriage, where they are in a loveless marriage, or a loveless relationship, as it were, a sexless relationship, which is quite problematic. So we'll take your calls on 0861-987-000. Sello Majadibodu are hebanna. Kanti brewer never heard of the pizza. I mean, at 30 already batteries are running. Okay, Sello are Leroy. You can't be talking about men and the libido running low. You must find Imbiza. You know, it will recharge that. Yes, you know. And then the mangas are sex won't make sense as we age. For me, sex is overrated. You get it, you get it, you don't get it. Khwatswana. Yo, the mangas, I think, yeah, well. Maybe I suspect the mangas is still young. Do you agree with that statement, Amo? That no, overrated,
no,
you get
no,
it,
I don't,
you don't
no,
get it?
No, I don't know. No, it doesn't happen. That person can show us low, wait, analyze low. There is no such thing. Like, we need it, especially as women. Like, and women, we like to pretend that we don't love sex, and we do. You know, that's where you find older women. At the age of, in the late 40s, in the 50s, the sex drive goes higher and higher. Some women, not all of them, some women, they do get that when they're in that stage. So that's why they date younger men, like Leroy's saying. It's always nicer to go into the, you know, the young world, you know, because they're very exciting.
To get your batteries recharged. Okay.
To kind of jumpstart.
Jumpstart.
So you cannot say it's overrated unless if you have problems with doing that. Some women, they just have it in their mind that it's not nice.
Okay.
So it's a main issue.
Let's quickly get a few calls before we go to 5 o'clock news. Tokozani, good morning.
Gwena.
Sure.
I was just saying now to Daniel, this whole getting your groove back thing is a bit overrated. You know?
How so?
Because for me, okay, before I got into this, I was single for about 4 years. But you see, I was
single without
guy. I'm going there.
Okay.
But I was single because the host number was but I was single because I was finding myself. Or no.
Yeah.
So that means I gave myself the right to hurry. If I go to Chisanyama or Gandhi Square and I meet someone, Kamuhala, Lieno, Ankhala, I smash.
Yes.
So by the time I met my partner, it felt less like a duty when we had sex, and it was just sex, it was pleasure. So I think that the less people feel guilty about sex, and the less sentimental they make it to be, then I think that's more pleasurable it will be along the way. So
don't make it a chore.
Don't make it a show, man, but like, is a mango, tenemomeno,
ah, Tokozani is my kind of guy. Okay, Tokozani, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah. But you see, the difference in what we're talking about with you, Tokozani, is that Tokozani says that he, in between, even though he was single, he was getting some along the way, which, you know, keeps you in the groove, as it were, isn't it, Leroy?
No, yes. Now I understand why he says this whole issue of getting your groove back is overrated.
Because he was getting some.
He was still grooving in his groove.
He was smashing.
He was smashing.
Yes,
Yes, I mean, he kept collecting experiences. So
yeah.
It's not like he was out. He was out of experience and now he's back. After 20 years of not being on a date and stuff like that. So, yeah, now, Pila is overrated because, I mean, he has never been out of experience. He has always been in the field. But for me, getting your groove back, it's the simple art of learning how to count. I mean, when we grew up, we learned how to count from 1 up to 10. But it gets tiring and boring to count 1 up to 10 for 100 times. Mm. So that is why you need to elevate to the next level. I think as we grow, we need to learn to have fun within the particular level of maturity that we have grown up to. So if you have learned to count from 1 up to 10, now start learning to count from 11 to 20 and until you keep going. So you make your growth now doesn't get boring. It doesn't get stagnant.
Improve your mathematics.
You keep improving your mathematics. But now the problem is that a lot of us want to remain in the counting from 1 up to 10, and that is where now
we stay in the comfort zone. Leroy,
just
hold it there for a bit. Leroy Taur, relationship coach and author, and Amoslyn Lehucho. We will continue that conversation just after five. We'll also take your calls on 0861-987-000. At just about 5 minutes past five, this is Power Up on Power 98.7. Now we are talking. So wrapping up the conversation with Amoslyn Lehucho and Leroy Tau, we'll take one or two of your calls, if any, as we wrap it up. And now, Pella, we need to be a little bit careful now after five with the language and everything else. You know, so we'll wrap it up a little bit quickly. And then after that, we'll do National Word Day and tell you what's coming up. We still have two more interviews your calls. I'm just coming back to you then, you know, and picking up on what we're talking about. You know, we touched on just the question of confidence, you know, the rules and limitations, and the fact that with age there will be a certain wisdom and responsibility where it is easy to have a conversation. But then again, from a woman's perspective, as Leroy was saying, and something that we agree on, that to jump start, you'll need a younger person. Does that not come with maybe complications? Because Muto Omunyano might just want to come and smash, or is that fine? To get your groove back, let the young man smash and you rediscover your groove.
Yes, I think that is fair, it's fine. At least that person also boost them and also have their confidence. Also, put what fun is. Do you understand? And then, so that when you go out, but in your 40s, do you really think you're going to get somebody your age or certainly a person that's going to go the things? It's not a problem to younger guy. But anyway. And they'll also boost your confidence. You know, they're good. I mean, we all know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not sure if with men it will be the same. But before we get into that, when Leroy, let me take a quick call from Koli, calling us from Westview. Koli, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kwenya. How are you?
Good, and you, Koli?
I'm okay. Kwenya, me, I'm going to say I'm blessed, you know. Seriously. My wife, she's always teaching up.
Oh, so when you are a well-established spinach farmer.
I'm a spinach farmer. If I can tell you something, I only get it off only once in a week or twice. She always pushes me.
Damn it.
I'm telling you, I don't know whether that's why I got that motto. You know what she always say? I'm happy. After that, she knows the job. I don't like when
Koli. When Koli, if I ever hear that you cheated, then I don't know.
No, I get to put that over there. Exactly, Kwena.
I get to put that over there.
I've got three kids and I love my kids so much. You know?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Koli.
Thanks,
you do
thanks.
Sound like you get spinach every day. Koli sounds... he sounds like he's glowing. Good morning.
Good night.
Sure.
You know, what I'm saying is that I think maybe the other caller said you don't have to wait that long, man. You must have a stop and go here and there so that you don't have a collection of all these things all the way there. Because more figure up, also figure say, oh, yabon, and the other thing, sisters, you can make love to yourself maybe in the meantime. And
yeah,
I don't think it doing it to yourself also will prepare for you, because remember, if you do it to yourself, you are the only participant here. And then more figure, there will be other parts who may communicate and I would do it this way. But more ends we want, I'll negotiate to just do it.
Anytime, anywhere. Okay,
it won't prepare you very well in that way.
I get you. Let's take the last caller from Carl in Alberton. Carl, good morning.
Hey, Munna Kwenya, Munna, but don't care about that thing. I was driving with my 15-year-old now, talking about the and hey, I couldn't change the station, but at least we are open about it. But Gwenya, I just wanted to comment.
Yeah, but is this Kalto Bejan?
This is Kalto Bejan.
Oh, hey, what's up? Okay, continue.
Swimming for saying, man. But, you cannot dedicate it to other things. You dedicate it to yourself. Purnyakos, you need to push Purnyakos on a daily basis. You need to think about it. It keeps you healthy. It keeps you sane. It actually and it makes your mental health on the side. So it's not there's nothing that stops anyone from having like no Purnyakos for fun.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
Okay. Thanks, Carl. Carl, I went to varsity with Carl. Yeah, Carl Tobejan. Ar Purnyakos. When last did I hear somebody? Ar Purnyakos. Okay, let's wrap it up. Leroy, in conclusion then, I mean, what should generally be the approach? And let's say, I mean, the understanding is yet, it's yes, it's not ideal for somebody to go without it for that long, but should it happen? What's the best way to ease back into the groove?
Look, the best way to ease back into the groove is to learn to love yourself for where you are and stop comparing yourself with the version that you were when you were 18, 15, 16. Because if we are aging, the figure doesn't stay in place. The breasts don't stay in the same place. That on a lady stretch mark, and there are a lot of changes for men as well. Mm. So I think that the best way to ease into the groove is to love yourself, rediscover things about yourself at this particular age that you are in, and learn to communicate your fears, learn to communicate where you are sexually at the age that you are at. But I wanna the easiest way to do it is that you are no longer 29, you are no longer 21, you are no longer 23, you are 40. So let's find how to have fun within that particular age bracket of maturity.
Amo, in conclusion from your side?
I agree with Leroy. You need to love yourself to get back into the game and be fabulous, get more physical, hang out with people, you know, go out and have fun, be more adventurous, open your mind like to new things, you know. I know for a lot of women, as men are saying, it's impossible to be out of the game for so long. Women do that because it takes forever for a woman to trust the man. So I say, love yourself back, you know, show yourself more love, go out, have fun, hang out with the best people, you know, talk about intimacy, you know, have more conversations about the bedroom, you know, how to get back into it with other ladies, you know what I mean? And then slowly but surely you will get into it. Your mind will really want now to go back into it.
Fantastic. I'm Oslin Lihucho. How do we find you on the social spaces?
I'm on Instagram, Lynn_intimate. Also on Facebook and Twitter, Lynn_intimate.
Leroy?
It's Leroy on Facebook and LSG Leroy on other social spaces.
Thank you very much, Leroy Tau, relationship coach and author, and Amos Lin Lihucho of Lin Intimate, as we end it there. As you heard, that Carl is already saying that now.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.